So if you are in the feminine spaces, feminine energetics, feminine embodiment, you've probably heard about surrender. And often it's not really clear about what surrender really is. And very often people think that it's just, surrender is like being conditional and accepting only what you like and rejecting what you don't like. But I want you to play with this perspective that surrender is unconditional. So imagine, feel into what would it be like to be Earth, the planet. What would it be? What would it feel to be like a garden, like the soil in the garden? The garden doesn't have like its own drives or its own will or its own desires as to how it should be tended to, right? So the garden plants seeds and cares for the earth. And if he doesn't, then the earth doesn't complain. It just goes on as it does. If the weeds come, she doesn't complain. The weeds just come, right? So feel into what would it be like to just be truly passive, truly receptive, just for now, just for the moment. Because there is a lot of talk about having standards and setting boundaries and focus on your goals and your dreams and your desires and go after what you want. And that's all masculine. It's all masculine energy. And there's nothing wrong with us having masculine energy and being in masculine energy, but true feminine surrender is really unconditional. It's like the passive earth in the garden, the passive soil that, whether you like it or not, whether it's beautiful roses or whether it's pests and weeds, it doesn't matter. It just happens. She just allows it all to be, allows it all to happen, to play out in her body, on her body, in her field. So take a moment now to really sense into that idea, into that perspective that I'm just a garden. I'm a garden. I'm just passive soil. I just receive everything that life offers to me without preference, without I like this, I don't like that, without give me more of this, give me less of that, without any of that, without any trying to control, manipulate, without any trying to lead or do or achieve. See what would it be like to just be, to just receive, to just be tended to, and to just receive life as it is. Can you take a deep breath and receive all that life is offering to you? The good, the bad, and the ugly, all of it, without resisting, without pushing away, without pushing for or against, without wanting, without controlling, without needing. And that's what true surrender is. It's unconditional. There's no preference. It just is what it is. You just receive. You just be. And if you have any resistance, if you have any angst about this, then that's your work. That's what's like blocking your surrender. Excuse me, your surrender and your blessings. And I'm not saying that this is how you should be all the time, always, because it's important also that you do have boundaries, that you do have some sort of autonomy and control over your life, right? But very often, oh, this is what I've seen, right? We don't allow ourselves to really go there, to really go to that place of surrender. And receive life as it is, right? Because we are so conditioned to fight, to force, to push, to want, to aversion and attraction, all of these different forces that are pulling us. And we don't very often just allow ourselves to fully surrender. And when you do, it's so restorative. It's so refreshing to just surrender, to fully surrender and receive. And when you do that, you will find that you will receive a lot, all of the amazing and good things, but also all of the pain, all of the misfortune, all of the bad, quote unquote, and negative side of life too. Because that's just what happens, that's what it is, right? But when you're in surrender, when you are truly unconditional, you don't really mind anymore. You just accept it. You don't mind if the weed is suddenly growing right in the center of the garden, or you don't mind that a pest comes and eats all of the petals of the new rose that just blossomed. You just let it unfold. You just let it be, whether it's good, whether it's bad, whether it's ugly, whether it's beautiful, you just let it be. And that's a beautiful and healing and restorative space to be. And like I said, you don't have to be there all the time. You don't have to be a passive doormat. That's not what I'm saying. But it's good to cultivate this skill. And I observe that this is a skill that a lot of women lack. We are very good at controlling. We are very good at doing. We are very good at being strong, being powerful, being capable. But true surrender is often a bit of a hit and miss. You know, we like to surrender when things are good. We like to surrender to our desires. We like to surrender when everything is according to our plan. But we don't like to surrender to the bad things, to the hurtful things, to the painful things, to the things that don't go against our plan. And if you can see that all of life is, all of your life, everything that you're experiencing is originating from you. And so everything that you're experiencing are the outcomes of the seeds that you have planted, or life has planted in you, or other people have planted in you, right? So it may not be your fault that there's a seed of rage or jealousy or anger or depression or low self-worth planted in you, but it's there. What to do? And if you were a garden, there is not really much you can do. You just let it be. You just let it unfold as it needs to do. If there comes a gardener who is kind enough to pluck the weeds, fine. If not, you just let the weed grow to its full maturity, and then it will naturally die. You don't have to control everything. You don't have to make sure that everything is spotless, perfect, never, always beautiful and always presentable. You can allow yourself to be. So can you just tune into that perspective shift of, always trying to maintain the perfect appearance, always try to create and maintain and control the garden. Can you just let it go wild for a moment, just for now, just in this moment? Can you just allow it to be what it is without the constant need to do, to force, to control, to manipulate, to change, to improve? We are very good at this. Women are extremely good at this. This is one of our greatest skills, to improve. That's what we were created for. It's one of our greatest skills. Seeing what can be improved. So therefore, our greatest lesson is to just let it be, to just relax. Right? And for men, it's the opposite. Men are good at just letting things be. So just allow yourself to welcome in this perspective of being totally passive. And I know this word may not be palatable to some of you, because we are all taught that being passive is not a good thing, being a doormat is not a good thing. But you don't have to stay there forever. Like I said, just allow yourself in this moment to drop it all and to surrender and to be truly passive. And just allow life to have its way with you, however it wants to. Whether it wants to take you to the peak of the mountain or to the lowest valley of shadow, let yourself be taken, let yourself be led, let yourself be guided. We all want to be led by men and taken care of by men. And it's up to you to let yourself, to allow yourself to be led. And you don't have to wait for a man to start practicing that. You can allow yourself to be led by life. And you can trust that wherever you are currently is exactly perfect for you. That's where life led you. So can you trust that it is okay? Can you stop resisting? Can you stop fighting against what is and trying to lead from the back? Just allow yourself to be taken, to be guided, to be led to wherever life deems appropriate. And that will be it for today. And my mama is calling me, so I'm gonna answer. Hope you enjoyed this episode, and I will see you in the next one. Bye.